part two, fight between Lord Varaha, Bhagavan Varaha, and Hiranyaksha. When Hiranyaksha was challenged by Varaha, he became very angry and agitated, and he began to tremble. Hissing indignantly, he jumped on Lord Varaha and tried to strike him with his powerful mace. Varaha stepped aside to dodge the blow and smashed Hiranyaksha's forehead with his own mace. Hiranyaksha was an expert fighter, and he blocked Varaha's blow with his own mace, and a fierce encounter began. The combatants struck one another repeatedly with their strong clubs. The smell of blood flowed from their wounds, made them more furious. Both were eager for victory. And Varaha and the demon Hiranyaksha exhibited wonderful maneuvers. The battle looked like a fight between two powerful male bulls. Bulls fighting for the sake of a fertile cow. Lord Brahma, the rishis and demigods were watching from the clouds that terrible fight waged for the sake of Mother Earth. Becoming anxious, Brahma addressed Varaha. My dear Lord, hey Bhagavan, Daitya Hiranyaksha is repeatedly harassed the demigods, brahmanas, cows, and innocent creatures. Don't play with this snake-like demon any longer. He is very skillful in tantra and arrogant and wicked. O Achyuta, kill him before the demoniac hour of twilight arrives, and thus he increases his power. The auspicious Abhijit Muhurta, which begins around noontime, has almost passed. Therefore, quickly dispose of your formidable enemy and establish world peace. Hearing this, Lord Varaha laughed. Yet he accepted Brahma's prayers with a love-laden glance. Hiranyaksha, meanwhile, stood by fearlessly. Suddenly, Lord Varaha sprang at him while aiming his mace at the demon's chin. However, Hiranyaksha, being expert, blocked that blow, and the Lord's club slipped from his hands. That blazing mace was whirling around and around as it fell, and the demigods cried in fear. Even though he had an excellent opportunity to strike his unarmed foe, Varaha, Hiranyaksha followed the etiquette for Kshatriyas and refrained from such. This kindled Varaha's fury even more, so he took his Sudarshan Chakra. The demigods exclaimed, "May victory be yours! Dispatch him at once! Don't play with this demon any longer." Seeing Varaha's chakra, Hiranyaksha resentfully bit his lip and began to hiss like a snake. That great demon with fearful tusks sprang into the air, wielding his club, shouting, "You are slain!" And Hiranyaksha tried to strike Varaha, but the Lord kicked the mace from his hands with his left foot and said, "Pick up your weapon, since you are so eager to conquer me." Challenged, Hiranyaksha picked up his mace and hurled it impetuously, like roaring loudly. Without flinching, Varaha caught the mace, and the demon felt humiliated. He was reluctant to take back his club when Varaha offered it to him. Instead, he took a flaming trident and threw it at the Lord. soaring through the sky, blazing in all directions. Varaha's Sudarshan tore to pieces. The demon became more angry and let out a loud roar. And he rushed at Lord Varaha, struck the Lord on his chest with his hard fists, and then suddenly disappeared, utilizing his tantric powers. The Lord was not disturbed by that powerful demon's crushing blows on his chest. It felt like a flower garland tossed at an elephant. Hiranyaksha then employed many tantric tricks against the Lord. However, the Lord is Yogeshwara, and this magic display looked like the universal cataclysm. Fierce winds blew in all directions, and dust storms and darkness. Torrents of stones fell from the sky, pus, hair, blood, stool, urine, bones, lightning and thunder. Mountains discharged weapons. Naked demonesses with loose hair hanging appeared carrying tridents. Yakshas, rakshasas were uttering cruel and savage slogans as they marched on foot or rode upon horses, elephants, and chariots. Bhagavan Varaha released his Sudarshan Chakra, immediately dispelled these illusions, and Diti felt terrified. Remembering the words of her husband, blood flowed from her breasts. When Hiranyaksha, the son of Diti, saw that his tantra was dispelled, he again made himself visible. He tried to crush the Lord with his arms as a last resort. No matter how much he tried to encircle the Lord with his arms, he always found that the Lord was outside his embrace. Hiranyaksha angrily struck Bhagavan with his fists, and Varaha slapped him indifferently at the base of the ear, making him stagger backwards. His eyeballs bulging out of their sockets, his hair scattered and limbs broken, the demon fell down dead like an uprooted tree. Brahman demigods arrived to look at the dead body of the demon at close hand. Still biting his lip, Hiranyaksha's bodily luster was still intact in spite of the disappearance of the Atma. Why? Because Bhagavan's lotus foot was touching it. Brahma admiringly said, "Oh, who could meet such a blessed death? This fortunate demon was struck by the lotus foot of Bhagavan Varaha, upon whom yogis meditate in mystic trance in hopes of gaining liberation from their illusory material tabernacles." The demigods expressed their appreciation for Lord Varaha killing the fearful demon. The Lord returned to his own abode in the Vaikuntha, where there is always a festival going on. Sudha Goswami concluded, "O sages and rishis in the audience, anyone who hears, chants, or takes pleasure in this wonderful description of Lord Varaha's killing Hiranyaksha is at once relieved from the reactions of his sinful activities, including Brahman Hatya, the killing of a Brahmana. Bhagavan Varaha ki jai."